This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. United States Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, says that the modern economy is better suited to handle the current trade war, but is still wary of the uncertainty brought on by ever-changing tariffs. We will hear more from Senator Grassley next.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick? How did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Senator Chuck Grassley says the economy today is better able to handle tariff shocks than the U.S. economy of the early 20th century.
Trade was entirely in manufactured or agriculture-produced products. Today, there's trade in finances and digital, and it's an entirely different environment.
Grassley is consistently vocal in calling himself a free trader, but has softened his stance from earlier in the spring when tariffs were first announced by President Trump.
20 countries that we do big trade with really sat down with us, and there's been a lot of success, and I feel a little more comfortable with what the president's doing.
The U.S. has since established trade framework deals with the EU, UK, Japan, South Korea, Australia, and others, and continued talks with China this week. Grassley remains cautious in his praise of the tariffs because of the uncertainty that has followed their implementation.
But I can't say I'm entirely comfortable at this point because the uncertainty that comes from raising tariffs one day and reducing them the next day, maybe on the same country, and the uncertainty it brings.
Senator Grassley made his comments this week on Tuesday during his weekly conference call with farm broadcasters and reporters. For more on this story, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. While on our website, you can also listen to our daily episodes of our Iowa Ag Matters podcast under the podcast tab. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.